Hi, and welcome to the show. This is Julie Renee, and I'll be your host for today. And it's an introductory show. I'm just so excited to be generating and creating this. Our wonderful producer is also here with me, Ray Zander, and I just want to thank you so much for assisting me in creating this incredible opportunity to really get out the word about miraculous healing, about generating abundance, and about creating a space of love that is unending and unlimited. So our format today, for today, will go something like this. I'm going to be telling you a little about who I am and how I've come to do what I'm doing. And then we'll talk a little bit about unlimited love and about really creating relationships that are free from the entanglements of the past. We'll be talking about abundance and creating a miraculous lifestyle. And the phones will also be open for callers. So just stay tuned. Right, and Julie Renee, and a lot of you know me who are listening, thank you so much for tuning in. I came to this work of miraculous healing out of my own challenges and my search for the miraculous. And I started very young, definitely a young clairvoyant intuit, and had the experience of being on both sides and experiencing my clairvoyance at a very, very young age, 2 and 3 years old. I remember interacting with those on the other side and just having an experience of being connected in two worlds. And at the age of 10, I was exposed to the atomic bomb and the testing of the bomb. I think it was in the Nevada desert. My folks had taken us down on vacations where they were testing the bombs without realizing. And my body was really exposed to a lot of radiation and started really being sick early on in life. And I had terminal cancer at 24 and survived that. And really, I remember dropping to the floor one day at age 24, 96 pounds, and feeling like I was losing my body and that I just was aware that I was dying. And I said a prayer of, I'm not ready to go. I want to stay. I want to see my children grow up. And just really hung on with all my might and was praying, got up and got to the kitchen. I hadn't eaten in 5 weeks at that point. I was just too sick to eat. I had cancer in my thyroid, which is in your throat. And got up and went to the kitchen and had a half of a spoon of soup, Mrs. Gros soup. And over the next month, it wasn't easy to eat for the first few weeks, and my prayer life was very intense, 3 hours a day of prayer. I was able to gain about 50 pounds in 6 months. And although I wasn't in perfect health, I was so much stronger and able to kind of fight through the preceding years. And there were 17 surgeries and 10 years of radiation. And 7 years ago was my last experience with surgery left over from the radiation. And I began to really, and had always been looking at how do you match miraculous with the physical realm. And I started really doing deeper and deeper research and took as much training as I could, but also my own personal studies, going very deep, chanting in my garden, and then going very, very deep and looking at what God had to show me about the cellular structure of the body. And 4 years ago in my garden, I spent 2 weeks in my garden meditating and chanting and really working on cellular regeneration. And I emerged from that garden entirely and completely healed of my pain and asthma and heart condition. And it really just emerged strong and vibrant and really was able to start running, and something that the doctor had said I would never do. I would never walk without a cane or run or dance again. And you know, my life has just been a series of wonderful miracles. And I bring that space of the miraculous to the people that I work with in my teachings and in my private sessions and in the programs that I've created for you to enjoy and to learn and to be really the authentic author of your own miracles. And so that's a tiny bit about my path. I certainly have lots of wonderful stories to tell you as the months pass. You'll hear lots and lots more about me. So today, we're going to talk about two things that are closest to my heart. And the first is love, and the second is living a lifestyle of abundance. And so we'll start with the topic of love. And the course that I teach, Unlimited Love, is a course that really opens the heart and shifts the space that you're in to be more and more receptive to present time love and not living in the historical past. And so we clear entanglements, cords, contracts, and agreements. And it's a really spectacular healing place to come from. And just for an example of what we're doing in that course, which is an intense 6-hour course that we're going to be doing as a teleconference starting October 8th, if we look deeply into your relationship with your mother and we clear the space between you and your mother and you get into that place of being entirely and completely delighted and excited about having your mother or in neutrality about who your mother is, so that there's no more disappointments about she didn't do this for me or she wasn't that for me. The critic turns off and the appreciator comes forth, the person who can live in gratitude and be loving and respectful and really like, even if you think you didn't get the best mother, you actually, when you go through this course, you get into that place of, I got who I needed to get me to where I am. And that creates a space where you're content and you can live into being great yourself. When you're always in the state of, I didn't get the right mother, or I didn't get the right father, or I didn't get the right brother or sister, you're always in the state of, there's something wrong with me. And you create out of, there's something wrong with me, because I brought in somebody who wasn't perfect for me. And when you get into the state of, there's something right with me, and I brought in everybody who I needed who would help me take my spiritual steps, that's the space where you can really create the dynamic love you're looking for in your life, that you're really prepared to receive. You know, so clear the space between your father and you. So if there was something up with your dad, maybe he was an absent father, or maybe he was unable to be emotional with you or in a tender way with you or something like that. If there's a listening that there was something wrong with him, that listening really shifts, and we get into that state of appreciation for what the beautiful things are that your father gifted you in your life. So it's an exquisite process. And It's a process that people go through with a few tears and some letting go and then some real joy and celebration. And like, I got the perfect father. He gave me what I needed. He gave me my strong body, or he gave me my sense of self in business, or whatever it is that you inherited from your father. My pop was so good at loving to travel. He was so fascinated with history that he took us traveling throughout the United States. And when I was a girl, I slept in 48 states growing up, all the continental United States, and he took us to every national monument and every museum that he could imagine, and we stayed in all the national parks. And just my love of nature and history and travel was so honed, so beautifully honed, that as I matured, I traveled all over the world, and I was just a bold, fearless traveler, which got me into incredible mystical places. I lived in India for a while and just fearlessly went there on my own. Went on a pilgrimage through the cathedrals of Europe and the holy places of the Celtic regions in Ireland and in England and France. And so, you know, that came from my dad, although he never went international. He really kind of created a format or a structure for me out of which I felt very safe as a traveler and an explorer and adventurer. So whatever wasn't there, he gave me that, and I love that about myself. And then we go through, after we've cleared mom and dad, which are so key to all other relationships, mom and dad, then we go through and clear family members, uncles, aunts, brothers, sisters, whoever it is that kind of pops in your mind is a sore thumb. We clear them, and we just release them and let them go. We actually go into a karma clearing process, which is phenomenal. And you really do clear your karma up to this lifetime. So it's pretty explicit and incredible. And so you, from the day that you clear karma, say October 8th, you start and you clear karma with your mother, you actually are free of karma from all past life entanglements to present time. So if you want to create new karma, you can, but your karma is actually done. And I know of no one who offers this healing, but actually you can test and see that once the karma is cleared, there is no karma. And if you want to create joy and celebration, if you want to create entanglement after that, you can, but you're clear from that moment. You have nothing left over from the past that's pulling on you anymore. So it's a beautiful, beautiful process. It uses a meditation technique, and the courses that I teach are half meditation and half lessons. And you know, you're going to love the lessons because they really, I bring the stories from India. I use some of the stories, the Rama Sita story, the story of Shah Jahan and his beloved, the creator of the Taj Mahal. We talk about Hanuman, and we talk about Shiva and Parvati in these stories. So it's wonderful because we get a little of the mysticism wrapped in with really tangible guided meditations to heal these areas around love and really being free to create the love that you want to generate. And then the final session is clearing anything, a bad relationship, a bad divorce, also could be a work relationship that's really funky, and we remove all the cords, so there's energetic cords going from your body to the other person, and it's almost like you're plugged into them, and, you know, we teach you how to be spiritually polite, but also to get unplugged so you don't have all the coming through all the time. So that's an incredible process of really literally unplugging the cords. And we clear all the contracts, and surprisingly, even though there's not something in writing that says, okay, I'm committed to you, there might be things that you've said or thought about growing old with somebody or traveling somewhere with somebody. Those contracts just live out in the ethers, and we clear all of them too. So by the end of those 6 hours of training, phenomenal hours of training, you're going to be a clear phase to really then start manifesting the love, the companionship, the beautiful, respectful love life that you want to create. And that could be with a lover, but it also is love in all areas. So it's in all areas of your life. You're just free and available to express the love that you are. So that is a little bit of an introduction to the course on limited love, and I encourage you to go to the website www.julierenee.com and go into the events page, and you'll find it. It starts October 8th. It's a teleconference, and it's on Thursday nights. I just want to check you in and invite you, if you have any questions about love, you're welcome to call in. Ray, would you come on the line, and would you let people know the dial-in number?
Absolutely, and thank you for that wonderful introduction to that course. The call-in number, if you're interested in talking to Julie Renee this morning, is 818 818-572-2938. Again, that's 818-572-2938. And we just want to send out love to all the on-demand listeners who might be listening after the live call. And we sure appreciate you as well. And we know that you are a big part of this audience and this opportunity. Julie, I had a question.
Yeah.
You had mentioned about the Unlimited Love Course and this idea of clearing relationships. I'm curious, I mean, how entangled are we? Are we just not realizing we've got all these? What is that like? What's going on in our relationship?
Oh, yeah. Well, we are entangled, you know? I mean, it's kind of a wonderful journey into being human. And, you know, I really want to encourage people not to go into perfect pictures about, oh, I've got to fix everything. But the kind of freedom that comes from clearing this is really exquisite. And so, you know, we have many, many lifetimes that we live, and we create karma and projects to work on with people to advance ourselves spiritually. And some of those contracts and karma that we've created just no longer are relevant. We just don't want to play in that field. That's a funky field to play in. And so what I really love to do is just on those main people that we're really working karma with is to just create some freedom. But, yeah, we have lots and lots of things that we're connected to and can clear that allow us to experience our life on a more joyful level. And that actually reminds me that I should mention I am teaching a wonderful course down in Mexico, May 10th, and that's also on the website. But that's a course where you're really going to learn the practical magic. So if you're interested in taking it on as a practitioner and really being able to, A, work your own space and, B, help others, the practical magic course down in Mexico, morning classes are on regenerating the systems of the body, afternoon classes from 3 to 5:30 are really teaching the techniques of muscle testing, changing the energy of food, learning how to kind of diagnose for yourself what what supplements are good for you, what food is good for you. And those are tools for people who want to be in training to do the work that I'm doing. So it's a wonderful, wonderful course.
That sounds like bliss. Tell us things again for Mexico.
It's October 10th through the 18th.
Fabulous. Now, let me ask you, I just love all the information that you carry about specifically on this day, talking about relationships. You're able to see, then, our entanglement, so to speak, in a good way, from past lives. And can you tell me a little bit more about your sight and vibrational abilities in that realm?
Okay, so you're wanting to know what I see when I look at entanglements?
Are you able to kind of get that something's been a pattern from past lives and that it's something that you've carried through, et cetera?
Absolutely. There's a few things that we can do when we're checking where the hookups are. So in the love course, we're really, really working with specific people. And when we are looking at your mother or your father or your, you know, ex-husband or whatever that is, we're actually looking at what the hookups are, how many lifetimes you've had with them. And, you know, if you're asking what my vision is, I actually go into the past lives and can see, like, the clothes you're wearing and the incidents that are happening and the relationship that you had with the person in the past life or three past lives. But what I'm really interested in looking at is what are the things that are weighing or causing pressure or disharmony in this life that didn't resolve in the last life or the five lifetimes ago. So what is it that hooked up, you know, became, you lost affinity for each other in some area, and now you're cycling through and through trying to create that clearing for yourself. So that we look at it that way. In the love course, we're really looking at, you know, that. And then in the there's another way that we do clarity, which is I love myself, I trust myself, I can express my unique self. And in that, we go through and clear the things that prevent you from loving yourself, and those are with different people. And so those might not all be one person, but we'll find those past life things where you've lost affinity for yourself. I love myself. And I've cleared up to 8 incidences for people, so going back many lifetimes. And also I've cleared like 2 or 3 incidences for people. And it's things that you can't necessarily clear for yourself unless you know the techniques, which I am teaching in Mexico. But just going through and getting back into those past lives and just unhooking it so you can say, I love myself, and it actually lands as, wow, this feels so amazing, so different than what I've ever experienced before. Like, you don't have to struggle with loving yourself. Another big hookup for people is I trust myself. And when we unhook the whatever happened in past life or this life where something happened and you felt that you couldn't be trustable, you know, you clear that, you know. And then finally, I can express my unique self, and that's where we start getting into real freedom. And we go back into past lives and just look at where we stopped expressing ourselves, our unique self.
You know what I love about your teachings and having experienced them personally myself is this focus that you have around self-empowerment. You know, I've worked with a lot of teachers that were wonderful, but they kind of subtly said, you still need me to figure out how to do this. And I really appreciate, and I think that you're part of a momentum of consciousness that says, this is within you to also clear and to really be metaphysically self-helping.
Absolutely, yeah.
So yeah. Appreciate that.
Well, you know, thank you so much. And I'm looking to actually facilitate people in their own spiritual freedom. And I'd love to be people's teacher for a long time, but you know, what I'm really looking for is for them to get their own information. You can take the tools that I teach you, and you can take them into your life and use them. And all the courses that I teach, every course that I teach, you end up with at least one CD that's part of the course. So with the Abundance course, you walk away with one CD, but there's actually 8 CDs in the Abundance series. And the Love course, we have a Karma Clearing CD that has a lot of the tools that I teach on that Karma Clearing CD. And I really hope and wish and intend for all of my students to make use of those programs, those CDs, and continue on with the work. You know, the workshop is the introduction, or the teleconference is the introduction. And then it's you actually taking it into your life and making it part of your life.
It's really so practical and magical at the same time. I love that practical, magical part of what you do. I had a couple more questions, if you don't mind, about the Love Course, because I think that relationships are so key, obviously, as to why we come here. And oftentimes they can be the very thing we use as an excuse to not truly become our authentic self, or as you said, your unique self. Julie, do you have a sense as to whether we choose some of these main relationships like mom and dad, which seem to be so central to our psyche and our ability to move through this physical experience? What is your knowing and sense of mom and dad?
Well, you know, I thank you for that question, because that's one I have lots to say about. If you picked a particularly tough mom and dad, you know, or a mom or a dad that's really like tough, you know, you had quite a learning with them, then you meant to accomplish more than one lifetime of karma clearing in one life. When I was read by a Vedic numerologist, an old Sikh man with a turban, you know, who'd come out of India, and he looked at me and he went, oh my Veda, you've lived 7 lifetimes. And I was 33 when he was looking at that. He looked at all of what I had done and all of what I had accomplished. And because the dynamics were so impossible with the path I chose, my mind kept going towards God. Actually, Guruji said the same thing. He said, you've had so much problems that God is so jealous, he wants you for himself.
You're like, oh, God is so jealous. He wants you to think about him all the time. That's why he's really coming out.
Oh, that's brilliant. So, I think that I came to clear many, many lifetimes in one life. And then what I started getting a few years ago was, equanimity regardless of the outer circumstances. And then, and we talked about this on your show last week, which is equanimity can actually, you can choose that your life is peaceful and that you can always choose to go the path of peace rather than the path of drama. And so you unplug from that too. And what an accomplishment if you can go from having difficult challenges, really like unbelievably difficult challenges in childhood. I think Jack Canfield says, when it comes down to it, everybody's had a difficult childhood. It's like 90% of people have had some kind of difficulties in childhood. You know, so there's a few people who've had that perfect dream childhood, but most people have had something dysfunctional. And we all have some of that to grow spiritually. But what I was getting a few years back was, wow, so I can choose to live beyond and really appreciate that my parents gifted me something. And, you know, I also have this teaching that I give, which is wise elder teaching, which is you put those parents in that role. So you wanted something difficult to deal with, guess what? You found parents who would take a role that would be whatever it was to you. So say you gave them, if we were like a producer, director of a show, like we were doing a play, a theater production, and you needed a Judas. And so you found the perfect Judas for you to play that role in the, you know, the Christian story. And here we have, you've picked up a couple people who are playing a really unpopular role where they're going to, you know, have lots of energy come at them that isn't particularly good. But you put them in that role, and they're playing that role. They said, oh, okay, I'll play that role for you. And really, if you can get into the freedom of it, if you clear the karma, you can get into the, oh, my God, I put them in that role so I would get this movement in my life. Then you get into the appreciation and the, oh, you did it perfectly. Thank you for playing out the role for me. But then you also get into the just the appreciation of how difficult their life is since they chose that role for themselves. So they chose it, you invited them in, and now you're in a space where you don't need them playing that role anymore. So you don't have them all the hook.
So engaging, it's so interesting because it wakes us up from that idea that we're not involved in the drama, that it's being, you know, what you're talking about, Julie, is you're talking about really waking up from the consciousness of victimhood, which is huge.
Yeah. There are no victims. There's no victims. There's nothing. There's just, we created it. They agreed to, you know, dance with us in it, and then there's the getting to the free space of thank you for playing that role for me. Now I don't need you to play that role for me anymore. I'm letting go of the past. I'm clearing it. I'm letting go of the contract agreements. I'm letting go of the karma. I'm letting go of the bad feelings. I am not having bad feelings anymore. I'm choosing to appreciate you for the things that you've gifted me, and I'm letting go of everything else. It's all great information I've learned from you. I often say that the information we get is the fertilizer. Like if it's sponsored from that stuff, it's fertilizer. It's like it can be the ashes or the fertilizer from which we grow our ripe and beautiful life. You know, we can grow a tall, beautiful sunflower out of that fertilizer.
You know, when you say that, I feel like there's just more air to breathe than we might have been breathing. You know, there's just more freedom to see ourselves in a wider picture than this happened to me and it's my story. You know, and I grew up with a father who was paralyzed most of his life. He had MS. And I just, that was such an interesting choice on my part, and I'm just waking up to that choosing, because for many years it felt like, why was this done to us, my family, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But waking up and seeing all the gifts, as you say, with a challenging mother and father, that often those who do the most miraculous work on the planet have a difficult beginning. And it can be seen as quite a gift to have those quote-unquote challenges early on.
Well, you know, I also think about the people who are the silver spoon people. I've had a few of them in my practice also. And because life was always so easy for them, there's no need to be great. There's no need to push through and contribute. And it tends to be, a lovely life, a simple, easy life that they came not to do a lot, but just have a rest life, you know. And they can have a desire, but there's no burning push to really get it done. So I work with someone who was in, about a middle age lady, and her kids were starting college or whatever, and she thought that it'd be nice to write a book or do something, and she just kind of hung out and went to the different meditation groups and stuff, and just had a kind of a restful life. She always had what she needed. She had a nice husband and good parents, and always had the money she needed, and it was kind of like it was never going to happen for her. Like, she was never going to
there wasn't enough contrast.
There wasn't enough of anything to accumulate anything. So, I mean, she had looked like, oh, it might be nice to write a book sometime. But there was no, like, oomph to it. Like, you know, I think about some of the difficulties I've gone through. And actually, when I moved to California after being in India, and I had a year where I had to catch up on debts, and so I went to sleeping in my station wagon and doing house sitting for people for a whole year, and I paid off my debts rather than filing bankruptcy a long time ago. But I think about some of those things where I knew that I was tough enough to get through it. I had a plan, and it wasn't the easiest year, believe me. It was a tough year for me. But I think about that as something that I know that God has always provided for me, and that was what I chose to do. I chose to just, like, house it and have a life, for that 1 year of it being kind of difficult and challenging, and then move into a space of real freedom. And I think some of us who are the spiritual pilgrims or the spiritual leaders have gone through real difficulties, really, like, I was homeless, and I was in debt, and I was, like, working my pictures left and right, and, you know, I was putting on a good face, and I was like, oh, my God. And, you know,
that Unlimited Love Course, absolutely life-changing, no doubt in my mind, because if you can move to a place of gratitude and even appreciation of even the most challenging relationships in your life, you are truly, truly free. So I want to make sure we get the information out about that Unlimited Love Course, which Julie has taken on to a conference call. So no matter where you are in the world, if you're listening to this, you can participate in this class, which is exquisite. You don't have to be in the area here to participate. So let's make sure everyone knows to go to your website to sign up for that Unlimited Love Course. It is, again, www.julierenee.com. And when does that course begin, Julie?
October 8th, and it's 4 Thursdays, an hour and a half. It's in the evening. It's 7 o'clock Pacific time, so I think it's 10 o'clock Eastern time. And
you're really ready to shake any kind of victimhood you might have been hanging around with and truly step into the momentum. This is the course to take, and of course it's just one of the opportunities. And one thing I think you mentioned, this concept too of you know, the pilgrimage and the contrast and the experience. Oftentimes those difficult parents, those challenging parents, also give us this opportunity to realize what abundance is, because maybe we lacked it. You know, or we experience some sort of lack limitation story around that parental experience. And it kind of moves us into, you know, how do we then pick up on that?
Yeah. Well, that's so incredible. Yeah, and simultaneously, we also have an abundance course coming up. And that's so sweet, because, of course, we're working on clearing all the family pictures around money. And all the pictures that you've grown up with, the social miasms, which are the social, it's almost like social ills, like, oh, the economy is tough. You know, like everybody's been like, oh, the economy is so bad. I'm lucky to be making money. I hear that. Some people are like, what? I heard Jack Canfield, which I was mentioning to you earlier, interviewed 3 months ago, and his statement was phenomenal. He made $378,000 in 1 week. You know, and that was 3 months ago. $378,000. He did three talks, and he sold $300,000 of product. So So believe me, there is an economy that's still functioning, and if you need to shift with the times, and maybe you're not going to be earning big money in the stock market, but maybe there's other places to have that joyful expression of the abundant life coming in, and there actually is no limitation in the universe. God doesn't have a limit on how much you can have. And you can create that in any era, even in a time when a lot of people feel there's a group agreement that the economy is bad. And so this next course that's coming up has actually got some wonderful information coming out. I've tweaked the daily lesson, so there'll be more material and some new material coming into the course. People have really, really loved the course. What we're doing is we're creating your vibrant lifestyle, which doesn't just include money, includes health and vitality, relationships, your perfect career, and really also the money space. So your whole abundant life, like really having that lifestyle that you're looking for. And that's it's actually technically a 22-day course. It's a 21-day course, 21 days of meditation, 22 days of inspiration in your email box. And you're receiving a course meditation CD that really helps you take it to the next level. So you learn how to create spiritually mock-ups and energies. You learn how to magnetize into you what has not become a reality for you yet, but what you see for yourself.
That is so exciting. If you've just joined us and you're listening on the radio network, you are listening to Miraculous Living Radio with Julie Renee, an incredible teacher, and I have to just testify, as I would say, to the wonderful experience that the Abundance Course is, having done it myself. And you know what's interesting, Julie, is that, you know, this course is so powerful. If you even participated, 10%, you have miraculous things happen just by tapping into this energy. If you participate 50%, 100%, you cannot help but get benefit. Because I know sometimes people say, oh, I've got so much going on, and I'm busy, and all that. What I loved about this course, it was so easy to fit in my schedule because it was a teleconference, and it was around lunchtime. Are you still going to be doing it around lunchtime?
Yes, Friday at noon. And it's 1 hour and 15 minutes.
Yep. But what I loved about it is that even with all the other things going on, it was this energy that was shifting and changing me just by my yes, just by my participation. And I could go on and on, which I won't, about all the abundance that has shifted in my life. Things at work changing in ways I could not imagine. And I really had to kind of, yes, I participated in this, but what I said was yes to this energy that you're talking about, that you can have it all. You can have the lifestyle that you want. So I just want to encourage people, if you think you're too busy, you're not too busy for this course, because it has an ability to slip into your life in a way that is easy and comfortable, and the blessings of participating into this energy are just astounding. In the 21 days, and I just wrapped up the course because I was able to take it the last time around, I'm still reaping the abundance and the ideas that are flowing that I had not thought of before, that are just so, the little ahas about where your abundance is. So I just want to testify to the absolute joy of this class. So if anyone who can jump on, you really, really should.
I just got a call, actually, that reminds me. There's a message I had meant to transcribe, because it was such a fun message from a student who's gone through the Abundance Course in January and in April. And he just left a message 2 days ago in Doni. And he was just saying, I'm just calling with so much gratitude. Right after the course completed in April, I was able to land an acting spot, and it's going nationally. It was a commercial, And he just was saying it's probably thousands of dollars and a lot of public, I'm in the public eye and things have shifted so much and they've turned around so much and I've just continued to do the meditations because they're really working for me. And I heard from a buddy of his that he was also doing well in the stock market, so I don't know if there's a way to do it. But he was probably the abundance. Yeah, so I don't know. He is attributing the abundance course to doing well in the stock market, and I'm going, more power to you. You got to know what you're doing because I'm not teaching stock market stuff. Well, what I am teaching is energy. You know, I'm teaching how to magnetize. So you take your expertise and you magnetize. So that's really cool. I had another gal go through the course twice in January and April, and her results were unbelievable. I mean, she was at the verge of bankruptcy. She's actually on the website. You'll see her if you click into the website and look for Wendy on the side of the column. You'll find her. And she was at the verge of bankruptcy, and she was in a practice where she was doing kind of beautiful facials and treatments for people on Union Street in San Francisco, and she was just like, oh my God, it's so bad, I don't have enough money to file bankruptcy. She joined the course and she did her meditation. She'd lay on her table at her office every day, you know, and she'd lay in the dark and she'd do her meditation over lunchtime. And on day 19, she got a check for $16,000 and she got 800 new clients. I mean, it was just so incredible. She's like, oh my God, this stuff really works.
So what is it, Julie? What is happening? What's going on in your perspective through these 21 days? What is the magic that's going on? Because I certainly don't know what it is on a logical level, but I sure experienced it vibrationally.
Well, we're really honing and cleaning up what you're saying to the universe. And, you know, the most powerful lesson in the course is about your word and the power of your word in the universe and speaking truthfully. And for 21 days, you get to keep cleaning up your word until you've got it really. But you're telling the universe something that isn't cutting yourself off, you know, at the ankles or something. When we speak, a lot of times we're twisting around something and we're short-circuiting it or we're making it smaller by putting in some content into the universe that isn't going to bring us what we want. So we actually cancel it out as we're saying, I want this. Actually, the word want cancels it out because you're saying already, it's beyond me. So what we're doing is we're owning the space of it already having happened, and then we're clearing the energy, and then we're creating it as if we're magnetizing. So it's a magnet. Goes out, the intention goes out, this is what I see for myself, and it comes back fulfilled to us. We're getting the blessing from the Supreme Being. Yeah, that's a good thing. So every day for 21 days, you're creating a mock-up bubble, an intention. You're speaking powerfully. You're learning how not to cut yourself off or short-circuit yourself or, you know, devalue yourself so that that can come in. So you're speaking more and more truth in the universe. And the universe vibrates with truth. So when you're speaking exactly what you see for yourself, it can come to you.
So powerful. So powerful. And that course begins when?
October 1st, Friday.
Okay, good.
Friday's at noon Pacific time.
So no matter where you are in the world, you can participate in this because it is a teleconference along with daily emails that will knock your socks off. But I just want to stress how easy this course is to, you know, build into even a very complex lifestyle or a very busy schedule. And it's almost as if when you do say yes, that the opportunities become more obvious. And so in a way you become less busy because your focus now is more refined. Mm-hmm. As you're speaking, and you're not saying yes to things that are no longer a match because you're clear on what it is you're wanting, and boy, is that powerful.
Well, and the thing I think is so exciting, right, is that the first time through, you're really actually, you're making guesses on what you want. You think you want them, and you're making guesses on it. You're making your best guess. The second time through, you're really clearing out the stuff that, oh, I thought I wanted that, but that's just ridiculous. Why would I want that? You know, so the second time through, you're actually more sophisticated in how you create your lifestyle. You're getting down to the what do I really see for myself, what's going to really create like, if I create this, I'm going to be working round the clock 80 hours a week. Do I really want that? Or can I create some more grace, ease, and freedom? So that's really, the sophistication comes in the second time through. And the other thing that's so exciting is for everybody who's signing up for the Abundance Course, I'm putting you in automatically into the Platinum Program. You'll get the first 2 months free. The Platinum Program is $97 a month, and that's the advanced program. It's a teleseminar twice a month, and it's on breaking the glass ceiling, moving to the 6- and 7-figure income for those people who really want to take it on and have a year of a run for your money and really, really, really embodying spirit, mind, emotions, and physical realm in this abundant lifestyle. We're taking it to the next level. And this is so exciting for me. I'm so happy to offer those couple months of just free come and learn, and you're in the system. The system starts. We're going to start right as the Abundance Course is completing in October. The first call will start, so you'll have October and November completely free to participate in that really next step. And what we're going to do in there is we are going to actually, in the Platinum Course, we're going to be, it's so exciting, so you have to take the Abundance Course to get into the Platinum Program. The Abundance Course creates the foundation, so we need that. But the Platinum Course is really going deeply into the DNA programming. It's going deeply into the social miasms. We're going to be bringing experts on the line who are multimillionaires, who can really also guide us on what their tips are. It's going to be just a knock-your-socks-off, unbelievable program, and I'm so excited to be part of it because I'm working the space for myself, too, and have tripled my income in the last year using these techniques, and I'm so, so excited about taking it to the next level.
It really is that practical magic, again, where this is a simple system once you understand some of the more subtle rules of the universe and how we work vibrationally. And I love the opportunity to sort of break that down and make it your own. I especially want to give a real incentive to women for the Platinum Program. I know that there's a lot of social miasms that we carry around about how much we can make and what will happen when we break through the 6-7 figure. And That's an exciting opportunity for anyone who's ready to take it to the next level.
Absolutely. And I'd love to see 100 women banked into this program and really all of us taking it to our dream life and our dream lifestyle. And that does not mean overworking. That is not my intention with this course. This is like, okay, we've come out of this, now I've lost my soapbox, but we've come out of this patriarchal era. And so we've had all these male-dominated systems, including the stock market, including the banking systems, including even the church, where it's all male-dominated. And so what we've got in our cellular body is the memory of how to survive in a male-dominated system. But the thing is, we're now in the age of androgyny, the Aquarian age. And that is so, so exciting because it's the age of equality. So for us who have been born, who were born before 1975. If you were born before 1975, you were actually born in the patriarchal era. And it's time to clear your cellular body so that you can be in this age of complete freedom. And the older you are, the more deeply steeped you are in those systems. Your parents told you, you have it in yourself, that, for women, it was like men are going to take care of me. Now, there are also things for men to clear coming out of that patriarchal era, and I want men in the group too, and I'll tell you why. Because they're also stuck in that old era, and it's time for them to relate to women in a different level and partner up with women, and, we're in an equal playing field now. So it's time to clear those old, stodgy patterns that no longer serve you. They need to be, like, peeled away. They aren't part of the new era, and we're in this era. We're fully in the new era, the age of androgyny, the age of equality, the age of creation, unlimited creation, really.
We have a few minutes left, and I really wanted to end the hour with a bit of meditation, if that's all right with you.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Does that feel good? Let's take a quick break, and then when we come back, let's play with, just so we give everyone on the call an opportunity to get a flavor for how some of your meditations work. And again, with only 10 minutes left, you don't get to really get the juicy stuff, but hopefully you'll sign up for the courses and get the full enchilada, as they say. You're listening to Miraculous Living Radio with Julie Renee, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Welcome back. And I can feel in each of you a beauty and a presence that touches me. Thank you so much for showing up. Taking a deep breath in and out. And as you breathe in, breathe in positive energy. And as you breathe out negativity. Breathing in and out. And sending a grounding cord down from the base of your spine to the center of the earth. And make the grounding cord nice and wide. Set the grounding cord on release. And release all the excess energy in the body. And let's go up to the adrenals that sit at a little above waistline. Let's ground the right and left adrenal. Those are little acorn-like glands. They look like acorns with hats. They sit on top of the kidneys. Let's ground them with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center. Down to the perineum for chakra and down to the center of the earth. Set the adrenals on release. And release the excess energy in the body. Now let's plug in the sciatic nerve. And the sciatic nerve runs right behind the adrenals. So just imagine them energetically connected to the adrenals. And let's clear the nervous system. So just like a bucket of water with a cork in the middle. Or in the bottom rather, pull the cork out of the bucket of water and the water drains out. So when you plug the nervous system into the adrenals, it's just like the cork being pulled out of the nervous system. So you're going to see all the stress energy drain out of the adrenals. Going to the center of the head, sitting in the center of the head. And let's sit in the throne in the center of the head and open the back, the trap door out the back of the head. And let's go ahead and take a spiritual fire hose and wash out the center of the head. And let's clear out all the looping thoughts. Clear out all the cobwebs and spider webs. All the funky stuff, let's just clear it out. And let's make that golden temple of silence a clear, beautiful space. And then close the trap door and pop out the top of the head. And pull your aura into 18 inches around your body. And then put a golden vacuum cleaner on the top of your head and inside your aura. And it's going to spiral around and clear out your aura. So let's just go ahead and have that golden vacuum cleaner spiraling around your body, your shoulders, neck and head. Around your thighs, your legs, your feet. beautiful. And it's just this golden vacuum cleaner is clearing out all the dust bunnies and fuzz balls in the aura. And go ahead and throw that down the grounding cord. And let's open the feet to earth energy, bringing earth energy up through the feet. So the feet have chakras, and they're lenses, and they're very much like camera lenses. And so you imagine a 35-millimeter shutter just opening up. And let's open those feet to earth energy, bringing earth energy up through the feet, ankles, shins, calves, knees, thighs, out the hips, and down the grounding cord. Beautiful. And then let's bring a line of energy from some magical place in the universe into the back of the head, 1 inch above where the spine meets the skull. Let's bring that cosmic energy into the back of the head, down the neck and shoulders, arms, elbows, forearms, wrist, hands, and up the fingertips. Bringing more of that energy down through the back channels. And it's okay not to know where that energy is going. Just trust that your body knows what it's doing. And then bring it down into your hips and looping through the pelvic cradle, up through the belly, through the chest, through the neck, through the head, spouting out the head like a beautiful Italian fountain, bathing and cleansing your aura. That's so beautiful. And let's bring a golden sun to the top of your head. And there you sit as a handsome yogi or a beautiful yogini. And let's bring you right back into your body now, wiggling your fingers and toes, arms and legs, torso, neck and head, feeling very refreshed, revitalized, breathing in pink and gold energy, setting your day for peace, for gratitude, joy, and celebration, feeling very, very good in every cell of your body. And may it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that this healing meditation is complete. And may the entire world be filled with radiant health, vitality, abundance, joy, and peace. Tathastu, so be it. And welcome back.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Julie Renee, and you have been listening to Miraculous Living Radio. Lots more to come. Be sure to check the website, and also you can hear a repeat of this program as well as some of other Julie Renee's work on live365.com. Simply search Julie Renee, and you will find her ongoing radio stream on that website. All of this information again available to you. So thank you, Julie Renee, and we look forward to many, many more opportunities like this one to just be in such exquisite knowing that all is well. Any last words, Julie?
I'm just sending out a blessing for joy, peace, and a day filled with bliss. So have a wonderful, blessed day, everyone. And thank you so much for joining me.